From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Improving animal welfare and employee safety is the top goals driving the creation of the industry's first robotic cattle mover. Cargill says the robots are designed to move cattle from holding pens to the harvest area at processing plants, reducing stress to the animals. According to AgWeb.com, employees operate the robots with automated arms, blowers, and audio recordings from a catwalk above the holding pens, which improves worker safety. Holy cow, PETA is at it again. A Missouri news station reports the animal rights group is marketing milk as a symbol of white supremacy. PETA first made this social justice connection last year in a blog post called Why Cow's Milk is the Perfect Drink for White Supremacists. The National Dairy Council tells Ag Day TV, "We believe food should bring people together versus being used to create division. Anything else does not align with who we are or the great tasting dairy foods that we proudly produce and that many people enjoy every day." Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says the EPA must act quickly to allow year-round sales of higher ethanol gas blends if President Trump aims to keep a campaign promise to corn farmers. Trump announced his intentions in Iowa last month to lift the summertime ban on sales of E15 gas to help corn growers stung by slumping prices. EPA hopes to wrap up deliberations by May.
And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.